Happy Wednesday, everyone. Oh my God. So I have the night off because it's Amari's birthday. I know, I can't believe I have a 6-year-old. It's insane to me that it's been 6 years. I feel like she was just a baby, but now she's like this whole entire human. I mean, she's so sassy, she's quirky, she knows what she wants, what she likes, and she's not afraid to vocalize it either. Like, honestly, she's perfection. And I know every parent says that, but like, I really truly believe my kid is perfect. Even though, she gets on my nerves sometimes, but she really is. Oh my God. I think I'm getting sick. That, but I also hope it's just my allergies, because in my old age, I am allergic to my own dogs. Isn't that fantastic? And yes, I went and got tested for my allergies, and it is my dogs. But I'm not gonna get rid of them. Like, I'm stuck being like this until they die, and then I might not get another dog. I say that now, but who knows what might happen. Anyways, so it was the 500th episode of Dancing with the Stars, and that was such a long episode, but it was really good. Like, I was actually pretty engaged. I stayed off of social media because I did start watching it late, and I didn't want to know who got eliminated, because I hate when I find out that way. Like, through social media, I like watching it, and I find out that way and seeing their reactions and everything, and just being just as surprised. Oh, excuse me. But yeah. Anyways, I actually wrote down notes this time because I knew I wasn't gonna remember it all. So let's start all the way from the beginning, because there was a lot of dancing this week, and I mean a lot. So, my first note. It was from the opening. Sorry, that was such a long pause, but it was from the opening number. Something about watching Derek Huff a dance on Dancing with the Stars. He is really good, but when he's dancing with like the rest of the cast, for some reason I just don't like it. Like, it doesn't like mesh well in my head. The same thing with like his sister dances, like Julianne, like she's really good too. And like, I get it, you're dancers, but something about it just doesn't like But they're both really good, and don't get me wrong, I love them. Like, I've watched probably everything that she's been in acting wise, even Grease, and I flipping loved it. I don't know, it's just something I feel about it. But I love watching Sharna being back. Something about her red hair, it's so long. I love when she had like that bob and would go, but damn, she can pull off that red hair. Like, I wish I could do that. Like, I really wish I could. All right, so let's start off with the first dance, right? So it's like Joey and Jenna. And as Jenna would say, Joseph, he was so good. I don't know. Carrie Ann was talking about something about like how, because they were recreating like dances, and she's just like, oh, the rawness, like, I don't know. And I was like, girl, what are you talking about? That felt so close and intimate. And his fiance is right there, and her husband. But the whole entire time, I'm thinking, I'm like, are they gonna about to kiss? Like, where's he touching her? Like, that's just like, look, like, I'm not, I obviously, I know his performance and all that, and I'm like down for it. But something about it, I was like, what's going on? It felt, but it did feel really intimate. And they got like 2 9s and a 10, which is pretty awesome. And then you can see, this is the part that got me, was because obviously they go up to like the box, whatever, and they're giving out the scores. And you can see like Val just being so supportive of Jenna. And I'm like, damn, I flipping love that. Like, that's love right there. And then our second dance was Whitney and Danny. They are really good because they get to do like a lot of stunts and lifts and things like that, because they're both very athletic. And Danny was kind of like that intimate, that once you like bring him out of his shell, I feel like he'll be like a grand old time. But he really is like showing up, like he's there, he's become like a one of the fan favorites. Like, I feel like he will be there through the finale. But this is okay. So normally when you have a female pro with a, what is it called, with a celebrity, I always tend to watch the celebrity. I mean, sorry, I tend to watch the pro more than the celebrity, but this time it wasn't like that. I watched him the entire time. Like, I wanted to see him do it. And he looks so good. Like, I love his tugs. Like, and he just looked like he was having so much fun. He was singing. Like, that was just like really good. Thoroughly enjoy that. Like, yes. Yes, Danny. Yes. Right? And then you have Dwight and Danielle. Ugh, the whole height thing, that must be such a disadvantage. But she's so creative, like having that whole platform thing for them to be able to dance and everything. Like, it was just so good. And then, like, I know they were supposed to be recreating, like, Shauna's, like, tangle. And the only thing was, like, hers was just so powerful because obviously it was so clean. But having the blindfold and, like, you know, letting your celebrity guide you, like, that's just something that most can't do. Like, I wouldn't be able to do that. But it was, honest. They still did really good for what they could, with what they can do. And then you had Riley and Steven. And, oh my God, I love the fact that Mark came in to help them. And they did, like, the Vietnamese waltz that Mark did with, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank at her name right now. The TikToker that she won with Mark, like, 2 seasons ago. God, whatever. It'll come to me literally as I stop recording. It'll be the worst thing. But it was so good. Like, and then the thing is, like, when he takes off his glasses, he's, like, squinting. And I'm just like, maybe we can get you contacts or something so you can, like, stop doing that. Or can you not see, like, what's going on? But they still did really well. They got 2 tens and a 9, which is pretty awesome. And then you had Chandler and Brandon. And Chandler just does really amazing. And then, obviously, like, I've never really... Brandon just... He looks like he'd be one of my friends. Super goofy, fun to hang around, whatever. But they redid one of Derek's old dances. And it's true what they said. Like, it has to be dramatic. It was very close, very sharp. But, yo, Derek was right. It was those things, but it was so smooth. Like, it was so good. And then, but yes, and then Carrie Ann was saying how, like, she has been the most powerful dance, like that she's seen, powerful dancer that she's seen in a long time or, like, ever or something like that. I was like, I don't think so. I feel like she probably gave JoJo Siwa that comment because on JoJo's season, she was doing really good. That was probably the only time I actually really liked JoJo. But there's been, like, other female dancers that have been, like, just as captivating. It's not that, and not the same. And then their next dance, but Chandler and Brandon did get the first perfect score of the season. And then you had Ilona and Alan. And, God, I flipping love her personality. It really does shine through. And, you know, but then that whole dance, that jive, it was just so fun and stuff. And they went all around the judges. Like, you can tell she was, like, you know, she was having fun. And I love the fact that she shows her vulnerability and everything, even though she is such a strong person. I'm, like, here, like, I literally wrote, we must protect her at all costs. But she got 10 and 2 knives, and it's her first 10. Oh, my God. So emotional for her to get that. That is so flipping cute. Oh, all right. Now, in the celebration of the 500th episode, they did these, like, challenges where they didn't know what they were going to dance to. They had to, like, pretty much draw the style of dance, and then they were going to be given the music. They had to change right then and there, kind of set everything up, put the last-minute details, because during rehearsals, they had, like, steps kind of already set up. I don't know, the way that what they described it before, I thought they were just going to go completely blind, but they really did have, like, kind of like a little choreography kind of set up. Yes, they had other things going on, and they tried to practice a few other dances too, just in case, because they didn't know which one they were going to get. But, like, you know, at least they did. I'm here talking shit because that still wouldn't have been enough time for me, but whatever. So Jenna and Joey got the rumba, right? And they were the first up. They did really good. And honestly, like, I think, and then it was surprised me just to see, like, Jenna taking the lead on, like, talking back to the judges and things like that. Like, I feel like I haven't seen that. But as, like, the night progressed, like, I noticed, like, it was more of the pros talking over, like, the celebrity. So it's kind of nice. Then you have Whitney and Danny. And, God, when they do the packages, he calls her coach. I think that's, like, the sweetest thing ever. I don't know. I'm, like, I have, like, a soft spot for them. But I also really love Whitney. Like, I loved her in previous seasons when she was on. Like, it's nice to have her back. I love the fact that they just, like, went for it and just, like, ripped his shirt open. It's such a, like, distracting move. And Bruno loves it. It was so good. And then they got all 8s. We'll take it. Right? But then you had Daniela and Dwight. And they had the Paso. That is so hard. I'm sorry. No. I need, to train for the Paso, at least a month to be able to get the steps. And I'm still going to be kind of wonky because it's such a strong flipping dance. No. But it was hard. And he's already, sad to say, but, one of the weaker dancers. So that's already pretty hard for him, but whatever. So it's, an 8 2/7. It's still not the best. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't bad. Then you have Steven and Riley. I feel like they had this dance completely choreographed because it was just ridiculously good. They had the jive. He was so upbeat. And it's true, he does kind of get ahead of himself, but he was able to slow it down. So it was still pretty good. And then, I don't, okay, so Carrion gave him a 9, and then the other, everybody else gave the 2 8s. I don't know what it is, but Carrion was very hard with critiquing and her judging. And then all of a sudden, she just went soft on us and started giving 9s. Like, don't get me wrong, that jive was good, but it wasn't 9 worthy. And then you had Chandler and Brandon with the cha-cha. Listen, that was honestly very intense. She was so good. She's just a dancer. I'm sorry, she is a dancer. And she might have not danced in a while, but it's in her blood clearly because she just gets it. She comes out there, she comes strong. Even if I think there was one dance of hers that I didn't like, and it was just because I didn't feel anything emotionally, but she still did the dance and everything precise and clean, no mess ups. It's just she's just good. She's just that good. And then, but I love how she said she was just like, fake it till you make it. And she's right, just keep faking it. And they got, again, a perfect score. And Brandon got so emotional. It was actually so cute to watch him. He's like, he's been on the show for so long. And this is the first time he's ever gotten a perfect score. But not only did he get it once, he got it twice tonight. Because on the challenges itself. So, that was very, aw, poor Brandon. But it was very cute. And then last but not least, we had Alona and Alan with their salsa. They honestly, the whole lifting each other up is like their strong suit. But you could see when she really does know what she's doing, she does everything so clean and powerful and all her lines are there. But then when she doesn't know, it's kind of shaky and stuff. But she still did really good. Obviously, they tried doing the whole when they lift each other in their shoulders, but it wasn't as clean as it's previous been, so they have slipped and they could have fallen, but whatever, it happens. But I love her, the fact that I could see her muscles. They got all 8s, they did. And then at the end of the night, they did the elimination, and Daniela and Dwight got eliminated. And it's sad because Daniela is actually one of my favorite pros. At this point, they're all one of my favorites. I feel like I've been watching this for so long that I love them all. But she is so flipping creative. And then obviously, the whole height difference kind of was a disadvantage for her. But hey, whatever. She made it work with whatever she could. Even doing that whole stage during their first dance so they could kind of be eye level. I know. That challenge was just really hard in general. But that's Dancing with the Stars for you. But let me get to you guys. So, I started watching this show called Three Women. And if you're into not, it's not really an indie, but it's very different. I don't even know what genre to put this in. It follows this author who's writing a book about the sexual experiences of these three different women. And their experiences are so different and hard to watch because you have one woman who craves her husband's touch and all this stuff, and he won't even touch her, and she has these panic attacks. It's just so bad to watch because you feel so bad for her, and then you get back in her past, why she's this way. I don't know. Watch it. Then you have this other one who had inappropriate relations with her English teacher. It's always the English teacher. You never hear about the math teacher or the science teacher or anything else. It's always the English teacher. Stay away from those English teachers, people. And then she I guess it's time jumps, and she finally presses charges. But I don't know. The town is so warped. It's he didn't do anything. It's he's, I don't even know. Congratulated as the teacher of the year. Then you have another one, and it's her story to me is probably the most, not captivating, but like in, not in, I don't even know. So her and her husband have agreed upon an open sexual marriage. They can sleep with other people as long as they both agree on the person. And it's like kind of like swingers, like, you know, like they do like these little like parties or gatherings or whatever. They meet and they like each sleep with someone else at the same time with each other in the room. Like they're watching this and all that stuff to make sure it's like by their rules. But then you have like the wife who like wants it all. And at the end you get down to it, it's not even like the whole aspect of sex. She wants everyone to like want her. So, and obviously sexual is a way. But she falls for this. She doesn't even fall for this guy. It's just guys just like the sexually appealing to her. And she breaks the rules and all that stuff. So that I was like, you know, at the end of the day, when there's emotions that high in place, things are going to get messed up. Because even as much as you're going to say something's not going to bother me, something's going to bother me, eventually it will bother you. It'll always be in the back of your mind. Like, it will. It will. And so I was like, things like that in my head just don't work. And also, I'm not, like, if I put myself in that position, I'll probably stab everyone in that room. That's just who I am. And I'm trying to think that. So there's still a few episodes of it. I mean, maybe two. But it's still really good. And then I'm trying to think, what else have I watched? I have to watch Outer Banks. Oh, I'm on the third book of The Housemaid. So if you've never seen, watched that, not even watched, because they're about to make a movie. If you've never read it, I highly suggest it. I guess it's in that thriller concept, but it's so good. I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. Oh, Amari's birthday party's coming up. Yay, my baby. Parties, I mean, let's see. It is not that bad to throw one because I kind of just put the invitation for classrooms group chat so they all show up. But it's just like, I want to make, just with the fact of thinking like, do I have enough food? Did I make enough little gift boxes for people to take? The, like the party favors. Am I getting enough drinks? Like, I don't want to miss anything. And then obviously I'm not getting a cake because Mari doesn't eat cake and I don't feel like having the struggles of cutting it. So I want to just get cupcakes and hand that out, whoever wants cupcakes. But I'm like, do I have enough cupcakes? It's just like a lot that I have to think about. And I don't like to think about that much stuff. But did I get Amari a Barbie dream house? It's so many pieces. As soon as I opened that box, I instantly regretted that I got it. But she loves it. It's up. It's in her room. Now I have to figure out what it's going to fit. Because, again, it's humongous. And I didn't think about this. But here we are. Well, anyways, guys, happy Wednesday. Hope you guys have a fantastic day and see you guys all next week, hopefully, if I have time again. All right, bye.